got to make up your mind once and for all. Do I really want to go in this and move into the realm of the supernatural? Because once you cross that supernatural divide, you try to go back, you'll be damned and become reprobate, unsavable. That's what this Bible says. Not me, not my opinion. Forget that once saved, always saved trash. And that eternal security, unconditional eternal security. You're unconditionally eternally secure when you get to heaven. But on earth, you can leave this and lose this because you walk away from it. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, but bless God, you can leave him forsake him. You got a will. You have got a will. Angels that left their first habitation, that's a willful statement. They chose to walk away. Don't make yourself into an idiot believing this false junk down here and be lost. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. All these folks sitting out here talking about, I came out of the Babylonian church system and I went home trying to counsel a newly born babe to go home. You're going to get into a delusion. You need the disciplines and the instructions of the elders in Christ that know the way. He called the strong because they are strong, the young because they're strong. He called the old because they know the way. Don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. We provide this on the internet because a lot of you are around places that don't have a church that you know about this good. Until God revealed one to you, we're trying to fill a void by giving you instructions in righteousness. And you got to take heed and pay attention to those that God has set before you, teaching you. It's the intervention of God's grace that lets you hear the real truth. Don't just laugh at it and mock it and take it lightly. God intervened in your life to show you what's real. That's supernatural because everybody doesn't get it. Look what he says. Not the forsaking of the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day? The day of the end, the Lord's day, the day that culminates the whole age. For if we sin willfully, look at that, man. Who cannot see this? For if we sin using our own wills, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no what? No more sacrifice for your sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. You become an adversary of God. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that have said, vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense or repay, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is fearful. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So you see described in detail in chapter 10, verse 29, what putting him to an open shame is. You willfully walk away from him after having received the truth, being born again, being made privy to the power of the world to come, knowing what God is and who he is and who Jesus is, and you spit on him. You are the Roman that slapped him. You are the Roman that spit on him. And you are the Roman that did what? Crucified him. And you can't get back. You can't get back. That's terrifying. Because he told you every sin can be forgiven except what? Blaspheming the Holy Ghost. But look what he said you did. You have done despite unto the Spirit of grace. You have blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And you can't get back. That's terrifying. Why do I bring it up? The false prophets are preparing you for this. They are making your mind anti-Christ. So when the truth of Christ comes, you'll reject it. That's their job. Satan sent them for that. By loving this present evil age, despising the cross of Christ, they're programming you to reject Christ when he comes. When the truth is presented, you reject it because you despise Christ. And I'm going to show you how a false apostle preaching a false message will become an angel of light and a minister of righteousness, and you think the thing they're telling you is truth, but the identifying mark is binding you to this world and the here and now. It's got you, and you don't know that all truth is not God's truth. They'll tell you all truth is God's truth. That's a damnable lie birthed in hell. All truth is not God's truth, because all truth won't transform your mind. It's got to come God direct via the Holy Ghost through your mouth, inspired by God. The truth is not information, is not something. The truth is somebody. All truth is not Jesus Christ. You better know that. You better lock what I'm saying to you today deep down in your spirit and hold on to this with everything you got, because we're on the screen machine at Six Flags. We're about to go on a roller coaster ride down here, and you got to be anchored in Christ. You got to know Christ. You got to hang on to Christ with everything in you to survive this last end time roller coaster ride. Satan's secret plan, let's reveal it. His plan is to preach a perverted gospel. Look at Galatians chapter 1. He's not going to not preach a gospel. He's got to preach a perverted one. He's going to twist it. They call it in seminaries scripture twisting. He's got to twist that gospel to make you earthbound. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Another gospel. Look how he reiterates what we just read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It's another gospel down here. You better know this, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That word for cursed, excommunicated. Let him be cursed and put out of the church. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. He is reiterating it. He is coming with full force, saying it twice. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Then you know where the perversion comes from. They're trying to be men pleasers, people pleasers, a user-friendly church, what they call a seeker-friendly church. They downgrade the standards of God to please men and accommodate them. Just bring it all in, folks. Come as you are, and Christ will receive you, and stay as you are. And everybody that tries to change you, you know what that is? That's nothing but pharisaical, man-centered teaching. You tell a hip-hop guy, leave it on the outside, I don't please men. I'm free from all those dictates of church, entity, and religion. We're free to serve the Lord. Got a young girl that came from lesbianism, now a Christian rapper. All she did was transform the rebellion and lesbianism to Christian rapping, and sets up in churches as if she's a deliverer, trying to tell everybody what to do and how to serve God. You need to sit down somewhere, get that flesh and those demons eradicated from your soul, be washed, be regenerated, be resurrected in Christ, purging you from all the filth of the world so you can be a real ambassador for Christ. You are coming here trying to sanctify the filth of the world. You transform the lesbianism into Christian rap to spread rebellion like a disease into the body of Christ, and we will stand against you. It's a trick of the devil. Another gospel. Another Jesus. Another spirit. You better know this. You better anchor this in your soul so deep that this thing is anchored in you like steel. Had a young man last week said, Pastor Price wrote me a message. I finally got delivered from this Christian rap stuff. I let it go. I'm setting myself free from it. This is wrong. I'm walking away. I appreciate your steadfast faith in this endeavor. I don't feel like he obeyed me or I finally convinced somebody. There's a right. There's a wrong. Somebody's right. Good buddy, somebody's wrong. You can't bring that in here. All you debaters and folks want to talk about it. You love the world. You hate the cross. You don't want to die to what you were. And you try to drag across the Jordan River into the promised land. Leave it over there and come across the river. You can't bring flesh across here. You're uncircumcised. You haven't cut off what you were. And you're asking Christ to receive unclean spirits. You're asking Christ to receive strange fire. He won't do it. You're frustrating the grace of God. That's how you're frustrated. The grace given is grace given for you to change. Grace is time to allow you to change. You frustrate the grace when you don't do what? You don't change. And you despite to the spirit of grace. You offend the Holy Ghost because you won't change. And guess what he says about it? My spirit won't always strive with man. He won't always strive with you. You know what he'll do? He'll leave you to your devices and make you believe that what you're doing is authentic and true. You don't believe it? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm not making this up as I go along. I know what I'm talking about. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now lets will let until he's taken out of the way. That's better stated. He that now allows it or doesn't prevent it will stay there. Who prevents it will prevent it until he's taken out of the middle. There's some force standing between the Antichrist and his manifestation. And he's saying he that will hold it back. The word letteth means to hold back. He'll hold it back till he's taken out of the way. See, God has a force down here via the Holy Ghost to hold the Antichrist plan back, giving people the grace period to be saved and delivered. Look what he's doing now. He's holding them back until he's taken out of the way. Then he says, shall that wicked, capital W, letting you know this is a personal, what the Bible calls an anthropos. The Bible calls him the man of sin. That word anthropos is the word for a man. He's a physical man. It's a capital W because he's a personal individual. A capital letter lets you know this is a real entity. This is a living being. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You know, that takes place in Revelation when Jesus comes to destroy the false prophet and the beast and Satan himself. Even him whose coming is after the what? Working of Satan, the working of the angel of light. With all what? Power and signs. And the giveaway is lying wonders. So your safety valve is what? Submission to truth. Your safety valve is to have the truth embedded in you. Because the devil has supernatural signs and wonders too. But they're going to confirm what? A lie he's telling. So the lies won't sweep you away. And the wonders won't impress you. Because that's not true what they'll say. You got gurus right now in India that can do all kinds of supernatural things. You go down to South America right now, and a guy will perform surgery on you with no anesthesia and just using his hands digging around inside of you with no instruments. Supernaturally. You got gurus that will drive cars blindfolded. You got gurus that can walk through walls. They have transcended physical objects with their minds. See, soul power is real. Once the demons come in and empower the human soul, you can fly, you can levitate. Witches really fly at night. astral projection and out-of-body travel is real. They'll stand and watch your house outside of your window at night, a disembodied person empowered by the devil to leave their bodies at night. Walking through houses, making noise, knocking over pictures. You better know that we're in a metaphysical world. And you better gird up for real and stop fooling around with religion that's binding you to this world. The devil's going metaphysical and supersonic, and here you are bound to this world, unable to deal with supernatural forces. You're going to be out here unarmed in a supernatural war. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to cast down these strongholds. You got to have power, supernatural power, to stand in the last days. He says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Truth and freedom are synonymous. If I don't know the truth, I'm enslaved. I'm bound. And for this cause, what cause? Because they receive not the love of truth. And to not receive the love of truth is to not receive the love of freedom. God shall send them, God, not the devil, shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. They'll put faith in a lie. Why, God? That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but what did they do? They had pleasure in unrighteousness. They had pleasure in entertainment. Jumping around in church and acting like a fool. You see, a lot of church history on this, especially in the black community, came from the fact that preachers from slavery until now use sing-songy presentations to reach the black people because the black people couldn't read. So he had to marry his presentation to sing-song preaching in order for the people to actually ingest it. That was an art form, a skill they developed in order to sing into the people the message. It's carried over into right now. They still do it today. Instead of just intellectual articulation of the gospel, they're still singing and humming and all this stuff in order to enthrall minds that are enslaved. The minds are still slaves. And if you say something about it, they get offended. There is a abject ignorance embedded in the church. They get offended with any kind of an intellectual presentation because they've been programmed for entertainment. Don't you know that black folk were programmed to be Mr. Bojangles to survive? Look at old movies that got black folks in it. Go look at movies like Gone with the Wind, with that lady just talking crazy. I don't know, Miss Scarlett, I don't know what. Miss Scarlett, I don't know, I don't know. They always got that idiot black person running around. Old movies with Joey Bishop and Bob Hope had that guy step and fetch it. I don't know, Mr. Charlie, I don't know what's going on down here. Now, Miss Scarlett, you think we're going to be able to go down to the field and get the cotton? Because look like those Union soldiers done came through and we don't have nothing to eat, Miss Scarlett. That's still embedded.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's still embedded. Look at all the Mr. Bojangles that become comedy stars. Somebody make you laugh. If they're not comedy stars, it's black men. There'll be whores as the black women. Scandal. Empire. It's the same spirit. Uncrucified to the world. Still enthralled with the depictions of slaves. Slaves. Look at Lil Wayne. Look at Jay-Z. Look at how they dress. That's Mr. Bojangles. Still to this very day. Hadn't been removed not one inch from it. Why? Because they are enemies of the cross. So they dragged that hip-hop trash into the church. Guy standing with a backwards cap on, old raggedy t-shirt and raggedy tennis shoes. Pants pulled down. Trying to rap Christ. Mr. Bojangles. To this very day. Enemies of the cross of Christ. Christ is saying, die to that and I'll elevate you. I'll bring you up out of here. I'm coming up out of Egypt. Not bound to Egypt still. This thing is real. That's the definition of the black community. In the white community, what binds most of the white community? Roman pride. Thinking everybody has to conform to what they say. That's the same bondage. You're a slave. Thinking that you are the standard for people. Nobody's going to be making anybody the standard but Christ. You conform to Christ, not the dictates of anybody else, not mine or anyone else's. People think I'm preaching against hip hop. I'm not. I'm preaching Christ. Amen. I'm saying forget it all. R&B, country and western, bluegrass, rock and roll, anything in the world, and come to Christ. But you personally are offended by the depiction of hip hop because you're bound by it and to it. That's why you say I preach against it. Because you are the slave of it still. Cut the ties and come out free. See, you get offended inside because the demon of hip hop is offended. He doesn't like me. I don't care if demons don't like me. I don't like them either. I'm not here to have some kind of a neutral pack cut with demons. This is not a pacifist gospel. This is not some treaty that's cut between us and the devil. We stand against the devil for Christ. They ceased not to preach Christ. That's the whole entirety of the message. What's the devil doing? The essence of the perverted gospel is what? Here's the devil's masterstroke of genius that is bound, folks. Man, the devil thought this up on one of his best days. Because that joker really thought this one up. What did he do? The devil looked at the landscape. He saw all the informational areas you have access to now. Google, the internet, all this information. We live in an information age. You know what he did? The devil began to give revelation about himself. That's a masterstroke, man. Masterstroke. He began to reveal himself as far as hip hop is concerned. The Illuminati, the Boule, fraternities and sororities, the entertainment industry. Look how many people make videos about the entertainment industry and the secret signs and the hand signs. The Antichrist is plainly revealed in the movies and in books. The Omen, The Exorcist. The devil began to give information about himself away. Black history, black Hebrew Israelite doctrines. The blacks are the real Hebrews. That's the devil. It's all the devil. The devil is trying to give information out to people. What's his purpose? He perverts the gospel, and through the revelation of himself, you know what he did? He took the eyes of the church off of Jesus. And put your eyes on information about hip hop, about the Illuminati. You know more about the devil than you know about Christ. But what did the apostles say? That I might know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. I don't know anything but Jesus Christ and him dead, crucified to this world. That's why they ceased not to preach Christ. The devil's masterstroke of genius as an angel of light was to give revelation about himself. And it's the truth about himself. And folks think that that revelation about the devil is the gospel. You know what will happen? You'll keep exposing hip hop. Folks will come and raise their hands and say a sinner's prayer. And their life will still be enthralled with examining hip-hop stars. They still want to know about what Beyonce is doing, what Jay-Z is doing, what Rihanna is doing, what Nicki Minaj is doing. They repeatedly just talk about their latest whatever. They'll examine every award show. Katy Perry will be at the Super Bowl next week. Now they're going to dissect everything she does, every symbol, every emblem, how she did her hands, what she had on, the background singers and dancers. They'll begin to evaluate and reveal to you the hidden messages of Katy Perry's presentation at the Super Bowl. It's a trick of the devil. Yes. That's all it is. The devil is revealing himself to bind you to this present evil world. That's right. It's a trick. You got to go back to fasting and prayer in a cave somewhere until the inner man is conquered and inner space is revelated by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come out of that cave and do exploits. That's why it says those that know their God in the last days will be strong and do exploits. The devil is sacrificing up himself to bind the church. That joker is exposing himself to bind the church. It's a master stroke of genius. And people will become enthralled with information about the devil. Information about the devil, illumination from the angel of light, the ministry of the ministers of unrighteousness are not the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's slick. Facebook and YouTube is full of it. Don't go for it. It's the angel of light giving another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit to you to get you off of Jesus Christ. How did I come about seeing this? Whenever I'm looking at something and I don't see it clearly, I go back away from the masses. I go to God. And I saturate my mind with praise and worship songs all day over my phone. You know, you can, one thing about a phone, you can plug in a lot of stuff, man. Yeah. I can plug into those praise and worship songs, and they got them set up on YouTube. You can plug into Hosanna, and you have 75 praise and worship songs to go one after another. Yeah. Saturate my mind, and I get out of here. I get my mind as far away from here as I can. I pray in the Holy Ghost walking around before God. Tongues is good to have as a weapon. Cause it to get your mind out of here. You can pray a whole lot in your car driving down the street in the shower when you seeking God for an answer. Cause all this stuff about black identity that came up. We had a little discourse with a discussion with Stephen Darby over the last couple of weeks. And I don't say his name in order to bring any disparaging remarks against him, but he's wrong. God anchored this thing in my soul. It's dead wrong to bring anything from this world into the gospel as far as racial identity is concerned. Is nothing but a gospel of Antichrist that will anchor you to this present evil age. You'll get proud here and it'll cut off the revelation of Christ. What does the devil do? He mixes in the truths of other things with the thing. And the devil will mix himself and pervert the gospel. That's why what I do when I see it is cut that off. I'm not sorting through anything. You believe what you want to believe, fella, and go on down the road with it. Because he told Timothy, man, keep yourself pure. Keep yourself pure. The devil's offering up information about himself through research and studying. I'm going to tell you how crazy it is. Look at this. If you come to the Bible and say the white man contaminated the Bible, what makes you believe your research from other areas is not contaminated?
Right.
Why would you believe what somebody else said over the internet from an encyclopedia or any other research? And you don't believe what the Bible says.
That's right.
That doesn't make sense. Why would you have to go and look at other resources that came from men to disavow this Bible that came from the inspiration of God working through men?
That's right.
that tells me one thing. You don't rely on the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because it ain't the letter that's going to get you in this thing. It's the letter married to the Spirit.
Yes.
It's not just the Bible that leads you into all truth. Jesus said the Spirit shall lead you into all truth. You have an unction. You have an anointing that will teach you all things. That means you got to pray through. You got to fast your way in. This is not a French gospel. There's no we, monsieur. We, mademoiselle. It ain't no we. It's you individually pressing on, pressing in, pushing in until you get this thing clear in your own mind. There are contaminators, and they can be identified, according to Philippians chapter 3, enemies of the cross. They mind earthly things. Man, when you see that flag go up inside of you, leave that alone. He says, look, man, I'm going to tell you one thing. Ephraim is separated unto idols. Leave him alone. The devil does this by offering up the vestiges of information and revelations about himself. Man, that thing is right. That devil, boy, he came with one this time. Because you'll believe that revelations about the devil, inspired by the devil, is somehow spiritual. But it ain't. It's going to keep you soulish, knowing stuff. Information and data is not the power of God to change you. Christ in you. The revelation and exposure to Christ. Intercourse with Christ will transform you. Information is not revelation. Information will bring what to you according to the Bible? Self-exaltation. The Bible says knowledge will lift you up. But love will edify. Love will build up the spirit man. Love will edify another person's spirit. Knowledge will only puff you up. And if you watch the governing element over all these folk that seek after research and knowing things, they get proud and you can't tell them anything.
That's right.
And they'll tell you, you mad at me because I'm preaching the truth. You're not preaching the truth, you're preaching a truth. A truth is not the truth, because the truth is Jesus Christ. Preach Christ undefiled by anything from the world and you got truth. And the truth will do what?
Make
you free. Because it's going to eliminate the earth and the world parameters and lift you up. He'll set your affections on things above, not on the things in the earth. Good buddy, I'm not just telling you what's right. I'm telling you what's absolutely right. When I'm telling you, I got this from God. I'm telling you I'm right. I know I'm right. And this will change you and keep you free from contamination if you'll just yield to what I'm telling you.
That's right.
I got confidence and boldness to say what I'm saying because I know it's right.
Lord.
The devil illuminated himself as an angel of light to make you believe that all this information about the environment, Hollywood, the stars, hip hop. How many times can you teach a hip hop message? Hip hop 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It ain't changing. It's the same filth. Why do we need to know more and more about hip hop? I'm going deeper into the world. Yeah, I know a lot about Rihanna now, and that's about it. But I don't know Christ. I can't walk in the power of the Spirit. And the final governor that lets you know is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I don't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. I come with a demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith will not stand in the words of a man, but in demonstrated power. We got to come out of this thing all the way. We got to give up every alliance to the devil's illumination. We got to give up everything that binds us to racial identity, church membership, some old crazy doctrine that infuses you with the doctrine of men and the personality cults that make you worship men. Anything that makes women into pastors, bishops, or apostles. and governing elements in the church, which is totally antichrist. That's not debatable. That's not my opinion. It's the way it is. Accept 1 Timothy chapter 3 for what it says. You got to first be able to govern your own house as a man, the husband of one wife. Derek Prince teaches it so beautifully. He says, church government is male. David Paulson has a book you can get on the internet from Amazon. Church leadership is male. That's 120 years of teaching in those two men who came to the same conclusion after microscopically examining the church and the word of God. You can't come to any other conclusion. Government in the church is male. Well, I don't see the man. That's not your problem. God's authority rests in raising up the leadership, not you and me. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, pastors, and teachers to perfect the saints. Apostles are male. Prophets have a corresponding female version, prophetesses. You can find prophetesses all through the Bible. Anna the prophetess was a prophet. You got evangelists, which is neuter gender. They can be either male or female. You got pastors that has no corresponding female virgin. There is no pastoress in the Greek language. And teachers, Derek Prince believes that teachers are part of the governing element of the church, and they are male also. Where it says, I don't suffer a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the men. But see, my thing is, that word usurp gives away the identity of the teacher. The woman can't teach over the man. She can't take authority over the man. But you got too many women that can so precisely teach the word that I don't believe women are disallowed from teaching. I believe they must teach under male authority. I'm not offended by women teachers. It don't bother me. Because if they got the right spirit, you know when you're listening to and looking at a submitted, humble, ladylike woman as opposed to an authoritative, big, rusty Jezebel Dyke spirit trying to ride roughshod over everybody. It's the spirit of the woman. You don't want to be listening to some old John Wayne in high heels trying to tell you anything. They try to emulate false preachers and take on the same character traits of the false preacher. Yeah. Trying to be a man, and the man they're emulating is a homosexual man. Yeah, like a girl. And here you are trying to be a woman, just trying to act like a homosexual man. Thinking that's authoritative, trying to tune up and all this other stuff. Man, stop. And let God refabricate you as a woman so you can be productive in the body of Christ as a woman of God. Stop. I don't like how you talk. I don't care. Because I'm not trying to talk any way to conform to anything. I'm not looking for identity. I'm not looking for validation. The body of Christ has to turn like that Mack truck putting on the brakes full force and turn from this cliff. It's going over a cliff bathed in the revelation of Satan about himself. He came as an angel of light. His ministers came as ministers of righteousness, telling truths, but not marrying you. See how he said he espoused you to one husband, Christ? They're not marrying you to Christ. They're marrying you to your black identity, thinking you're the black Hebrew Israelite. And everybody in Israel right now is a false Hebrew, a false Jew. Not understanding that God said in his word, you are not a Jew outwardly any longer. Think about this logically. I'm appealing to logic and intellect. If you got a guy that's black thinking he's the original Hebrew or the black Jew, he's a damned sinner fornicating every day. And you got a guy living in Israel that you say is not a Jew, but he's born again and saved. Guess who's going to heaven? So what difference would it make what race you are if you don't have Christ? Jesus Christ is the one that circumcises the heart to make you a spiritual Jew. That's why it says in Revelation, they say they are Jews, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. You see the contrast? Mm-hmm. They say they are Jews. they belong to the synagogue of God, but in fact, they belong to the synagogue of Satan. If you don't understand the fact that a Jew is inwardly shown forth now, you'll think he's talking about the physical Jews. But a physical Jew has no benefit outside of Christ. You can be a Jew all day long. You can come from the line of Levi and Issachar and Simeon and Reuben and Zebulun. Your daddy could be Zebulun. Without Christ, you're damned. I'm Abraham's long lost nephew. Abraham is in my lineage. You got Jesus Christ, your Savior? Well, no, I don't receive Jesus. You're damned. What difference would it make? What benefit would it be to be a black Hebrew Israelite or a black Hebrew? That's crazy. Why don't people get offended? Because they've been deceived by the devil. You're pointing out they're deceived and they get mad about it. Pride is the shield of destruction, because pride seals you up in your delusion. Nobody can tell you what? Anything. And I know I'm right. And you'll take the letter and scripture twisted and seal your faith. And you're going to stay in that pride until what happens to you? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, God will send you a strong delusion because of your pride to make sure you're damned. I don't want to be found over there, good buddy. I want to stay open to God. Hey, look, I always go to God direct. Lord, listen, show me what's going on around me. I don't want to be deceived. I'm trying to do what's right. I don't want to be lost. Hey, whatever I got to divest myself of, I'll give it up. I'll leave everybody alone. I never talk to another human being again in life. I'm running for my life. Look, I want to be saved.
Amen.
You got to have a hunger and thirst for righteousness to be filled. You got to want to be saved down here, buddy. You can't defend anything or anybody. If it's wrong, forsake it. People acting crazy, forsake them. If I go off, forsake me. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. If I veer off and go into some kind of crazy delusion, Price, it's been good knowing you, bro. It's been good knowing you. I've been blessed and we've been had a good fellowship. But Price, this is where I go left while you go right. You got it. That's how you got to be. You got to leave a church. When they go off the deep end, I'm here praying for you. Better get out of there.
Amen.
The Lord called me to sit here and pray. No, he didn't. You better get out of there. Ephraim is separated from the idols. Leave them alone. Because your eternal life and your salvation is too important to try to figure out all this gibberish and gobbledygook around you. Who wants to inundate their mind with all this confusion trying to be saved? I'm trying to stay fixated on the simplicity that is in Christ.
Yes.
I know him. He knows me.
Yes.
You can do a bunch of stuff that is religious, and Jesus is going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I have never, ever known you. I've never had intimate intercourse with you. What I'm telling you is stone cold right. I don't like your confidence. I don't like your just assurance that you're right. I'm right. I'm not just righteous. I'm right. What I'm telling you is right. When Nathan the prophet went in to talk to David, he didn't stumble around. I think your son might die. I ain't really sure now. I'm not really sure. You might be able to pray this off of him. Oh, man. Tomorrow morning, your boy going to be dead. 360, hit the door. David can beg, plead, cry, yell at the prophet all he wants. I deliver messages and I leave you with them. I don't have time to discuss things with folks. People contact me all the time trying to discuss something. I say, hey, look, you can believe whatever you want to believe. People contact me trying to make me understand a lot of things about Revelation when Christ is coming back and all of that. You can't know when Christ is coming back. You know why? Because Christ doesn't know when he's coming back.
He don't know.
He says, no man knows the day or the time or the hour but the Father, that he's kept in his own hands. In other words, I, Jesus, don't know when I'm coming back. So how can you figure it out? And folks will get mad at you. Well, see, I got the slide rule, and I've studied the Feast of Israel, and I've studied this and that and Daniel and Revelation. I pieced it all together, and he's coming back in 2019 at 7 o'clock. Oh, man. Why would I tax my mind like that? Derek Prince said it so beautifully years ago. The hidden things belong to God. The things that are revealed belong to man. God's not going to tell you everything about himself and what he plans. Because you tell somebody, you tell the devil. He can't tell you everything he's planned for you. Because you tell the devil. The Lord showed me. Exactly. And you done told the devil. You talking to the devil, telling him. And he goes and does what? Undermines the plan. Because you told the devil. The Lord told me I'm going to be marrying this guy right here. Could have been true. The girl you told went and married that dude. Cut you off at the pass. Start flirting with him, trying to seduce him, and that thing, you know. Looking at you up in the aisle, looking back at the ceremony, looking back at you, waving. Hey, I took your man. Yeah, Jody got your gal and gone, and Josephine got your guy and gone, or whatever. You can't tell the devil God's plans. Keep your big mouth shut. Your yay be yay, your nay be nay. Whatever comes other than this is evil. I hope people used to tell you, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Learn to shut your mouth and keep some things to yourself. The Bible says with Mary concerning Jesus' birth, and she kept that in her heart. She meditated on it in the inner man. She didn't go around, you know what? The Messiah is going to be born of me. I am carrying the Messiah. They probably killed her.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you got the Messiah in you. He's in you now. And let's behead her. Cut this off at the quick. Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth. There's a lot of things going on. God is working on. He's in the middle of doing a lot of things. A lot of things about to change. We're going to see a paradigm shift come this year. Keep your mouth closed. We try to tell our daughter, look, get away from folks. Get by yourself. Go to school and let God take you down the road. You get married, have your home with your husband, with your kids, and don't need anybody coming in your house to validate you outside of your home. Mm-hmm. You got to learn to segment and segregate yourself from the masses while being still a part of the fellowships with people. But you still got your life, and God has a destiny plan for you. That angel of light has come. And he's giving information about himself. That joker shredding up himself not to have you leave the world. He's giving you information about himself to keep you enthralled with revelations about the angel of light. To block the revelation of Christ. A masterstroke. Masterstroke of genius. People are preaching 85 to 95% truth. And infusing a little bit of poison. Remember, you can drink a nice clear glass of water that's pure. All it takes is 2 drops of arsenic. That's enough to kill you. The gospel, according to Galatians chapter 1, perverted, twisted, just enough to get you off course. You know, if you're going a straight line, headed to a destination, and you vary by just a small percentage and keep going, guess what? The distance travel will get more great as you go the distance. In other words, you're going straight and you turn just a few degrees to the right. And as you begin to progress, you're getting further and further away from your destination and you didn't even know it. I say, look, hit the brakes, and the Bible tells us to do what? Return to the old landmark. Let me go back to that landmark where I turned off. I think we went to Destin, Florida one time and got off. Hold it, man. Let's go back to where we turned off. Because I think we're going to end up over here in New Orleans or somewhere in Texas or something. We keep going this way. going down Interstate 10 heading to Destin and you miss a turnoff. What's this sign saying New Orleans for? Mississippi, Gulfport. You think we turned off? You thought we got off somewhere? You better go back. Forget this junk about this world. Forget hip hop. Forget what Beyonce has got on. Forget what Jay-Z's latest record was. Forget what Kanye West said at the award ceremony. Forget every star in Hollywood. Forget everybody down here. Let everything go strange to them. Let it go black. And focus on the word of God in Christ to make your calling and your election sure. Examining yourself to see if you be in the faith. Every man must bear his own burden. Work out your salvation for yourself with fear and trembling. An angel of light, ministers of righteousness. Another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit. One thing you can't say is I didn't tell you. I told you. If you keep doing it, it's on you now. Because now you got the revelation. You know it's wrong. You keep drinking it, you drink the poison at your own expense, and it's going to cause your demise because it's now laid in your lap. By way of live stream, it's in your lap. You say, how can you prove everything you're saying? Oh, that's very simple. Everyone stand to your feet. I can prove everything I'm saying. I don't have to just tell you anything and just let it go. Raise your hands right where you are. Lord, right now, according to your word, you say you confirm your word with signs following. By way of the internet live stream and everybody hearing this broadcast or this telecast on MP3, CD, or any other recording mechanism, right now, I invoke the power of the Holy Ghost to actually confirm what I've said with supernatural attestation to everything I've said. I'm giving these folk over to the Holy Ghost to confirm the word with signs following. Every demonic entity, every inroad made to the mind or the soul through these manifestations of another gospel, another spirit, and another Jesus, every word spoken from a pseudo-apostle, every word given by the illumination of an angel of light, I curse those words and the demons appended to those words, and I command those demons to go right now in Jesus' name. God, through circumstances, through occurrences, confirm the word with signs following. Heal up hearts. Bind up wounded spirits. Release people from captivity that appends them to personality cults. Send your word and heal the people. In Jesus' name, I release the power to do the job right now. Not depending on flesh, not depending on intellect, not depending on education. The power of the Spirit to set the church people free. In Jesus' name, perform your works, back your word, confirm the word with signs following. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folk. Time for you to sanctify fast and go into prayer and stay down until you break free from everything that binds you. It's time to move on to higher ground. God has a better life. He has a deeper walk, a fresh anointing. It's another place in God to go to as you leave things behind, forsaking everything to attain to the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that comes from Jesus Christ. Yes. Remember the book we told you about, War on the Saints by Jesse Penn Lewis. Remember the conference, May 22nd through the 25th in Atlanta. Registration available now, www.omegaministries.org. Go on there now and register for the conference. And at the same time, you can donate to the Dunamis Tabernacle there. Hit support followed by donate or mail your contributions into the address found on the first page, the home page of the www.omegaministries.org website. Lastly, remember the prayer line. 1-805-399-1000, Monday through Saturday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to pray. It's not about talking. It's not about jawjacking. It's not about you trying to pray while preaching to people in your prayers. Pray, man. Pray through. Pray for the body of Christ to come out of here free. Stop being silly with every spiritual thing that's done. You got to become an idiot and act like a fool. Pray. Prayers that are meant to actually set the soul free and liberate people from bondage. This is not about you trying to know something or trying to tell people about your revelations and all that. It's the time of prayer. It's the hour of prayer. Man, get into prayer. 1-805-399-1000. Access code 409-367. It's time for the body of Christ to stop being so cotton-picking silly and doing stupid things all the time. Come on, man. It's time to grow up. If you're out there trying to teach the Bible and all these other things, you know you're bound by spirits of lust and fornication and perversion and all kinds of wacky, crazy spirits. Stop and sit yourself down and let the Lord clean your soul out. That's not something to be ashamed of. Everybody comes in messed up. Go through the process to be made pure. So your words will be pure and they'll hit the target when you say something. It's time to stop being so silly. It's time to stop the foolishness so Christ can really live through us, and the simplicity of Christ is paramount. Remember the message today. That devil is telling you stuff about himself. He's revelating himself. He's coming as an angel of revelation, an angel of illumination, an angel of light to try to look like he's saying something deep. And it's nothing but the devil. Get back to your word. Study to show yourself approved. Get back to prayer. Get back to fasting. Get back to the foundational things that brought you through and stay there. Because this is going to be a volatile arena from here on out. Stay out of the flesh. Stay out of arguments on the internet. Stay out of debates. People ask open-ended questions on the internet just to debate and strive. Man, shut that stupid mess down. Leave it alone. Get away from it and get yourself free. Contribute. You see what we're trying to do. We're not here to try to build another mega mess. We're here to build an environment to teach the people to wash their souls clean, to get them up out of the seat on the street doing the work of the ministry. It's not about sitting in church forever. You need a base camp to power you up, to fuel up as you do the work of the ministry. We're not caught up in personalities where you got to follow anybody and be a part of somebody's ministry. I'm so sick of folks talking about their ministry. What about the person dying on the street going to hell? That's your ministry. Amen. It's time, man, to put this thing into operation. I don't need attaboys and accolades and verification and validation from folks like anybody else doesn't need that trash. You need to go out there and do the works of the ministry and be about the Father's business. We come in this thing with so much stuff that is unclean that has to be washed off of us. You drag in unclean trash from the world thinking it's normal. And when somebody tries to correct you or instruct you, the pride in you gets offended by it. You got to wash off to come before God. Can't you see the Old Testament tabernacle? You had to wash off as you went forward toward the Holy of Holies. You had to wash off at the brazen laver. You had to take off and divest yourself with every step forward toward God. Washing off, taking off, peeling off, praising and worshiping until you're prostrate in the Holy of Holies before the living God. You can't stay like you are coming to God. You got to divest yourself of every nuance of the flesh, the world, and the devil. Satan is offering up information about himself from the world. His empire is being offered up to keep the last people, the last vestige of God's church bound. So you're interested in the devil's information about himself more so than God. Don't let anybody bind you to racial identity. That's by definition, that's in the world. Can't you see your racial identity is in the world? It's binding you to the world. Trying to celebrate your blackness. Everybody's got the same Adam and Eve as their father and mother. So how can racial identity be any other thing other than something formatted in the world to bind the people and separate them? If you come from the same seed bed, you come from the same genetic infusions from Adam and Eve, how can racial identity even matter as you go back in your lineage? Wanting to know your history, everybody's going to end up with the same two people. Study Genesis chapter 10 and 11, and you find how after the flood, Noah's sons came forth. Japheth and Shem and the rest of the lineage. And they went forth, and other people were born from those sons. And you see different tribes form up. And then you find in Genesis chapter 11 going forward, the separation of the tribes, and they had to be separated off. They all came together, first of all, with one common language. But the Tower of Babel and man's rebellion made God separate. And it's my belief racial groups also were formed up in that separation. So man couldn't be in rebellion on one accord against God. Now, after the scattering of mankind coming from the same genetic makeup, God brings us back together again in Christ. So you can't bring the disparities and the stratifications found in the flesh into Christ. What I'm telling you is absolutely right. If you drag that stuff across the river based on a white police officer shooting a black boy, or some racial riot, or Selma marches, or what King went through, you are now transporting the things of the world into Christ. You watch a lot of these old history movies about how blacks were treated, and you get animosity coming up into you about white people, the devil bound you. That's why I'm telling you, stay away from the trash, stay out of the flesh, stay out of the world, and for God's sake, stay out of the devil's matrix. The angel of light is tricking you. He's slicking you. He's deceiving you. I'm right. Let God be true and every man be a liar. If I preach to you a generic gospel that's like water, colorless, odorless, and tasteless, it's the right gospel. I'm not appending you to anything down here. I'm telling you it's time to go above, higher places. Get your mind out of here. Detach from everything. Last thing I'll say, folks tell you you can be so heavenly minded you're no earthly good. That's a lie birthed in hell. You can only be so earthly minded that you're no heavenly good. Because the heavenly minded person is able to matriculate through earth and do a work for God. When you're heavenly minded, you are all earthly good because God is using you in the earth. Folks, use that to say you're detached from what's happening down here. You don't care about the racism and the animosity. That's all worldly stuff, man. We solve the problems of this world by saving souls from this world. Whether you be black, white, Hispanic, or Oriental, the answer is the same. Christ formed in you. At the expense of the old man, he raises up Christ in you, and he reflects himself through that new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Don't let the devil inundate your mind with information about himself, calling it revelation and illumination, a hip-hop revelation, and he'll bind you right to his world, thinking you got some new, fresh revelation from God that's revealing the secret handshakes and the emblems and the signs. Man, that's the devil getting you enamored with his kingdom. It's time to come out of his matrix. Don't be deceived. See you back here next week, Sunday afternoon, 1:30, another message. Remember, Bible study is Wednesday night, 7:30. Tom will be teaching a message then. We've designed this to ingest all week long to keep your mind out of here. Marry this to your own prayer, your own personal study time, and some praise and worship flowing into you. Stop liking what you liked in the world and introduce your soul to something refreshing and new to be free. It's time to break the ties to this world. Have a good week. Be blessed. And for God's sake, please stay out of the devil's matrix. See you back here next week.